Okay, good afternoon, class. So I want to explain again the Lobha Mula Citta. Morning, I explained in briefly how to Lobha Mula Citta is classified into eight. So as I revise, Lobha Mula Citta consciousness is twofold by means of feeling, pleasant feeling and neutral feeling. Pleasant feeling, in Pali it is used, somanasa, in page number 19, there's a mention of the meanings of Pali terms, okay? Page number 19, the meanings of Pali terms, somanasa sahagata, accompanied by pleasure. This somanasa is pleasant feeling. The upikha sahagata, accompanied by indifferent and neutral feelings, the same things we use. Indifferent feelings, not different, pleasant or unpleasant. Neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Between them, that is upekkha. Here, pleasant feeling, neutral feeling. Less of pleasant feeling is can be called neutral feelings. Somanasa upekkha. Pleasant feeling and neutral feeling or indifferent feeling. Each one of is twofold by means of association with the round view and without round view. So Lobha Mula is four types. Again, each of them is divided twofold by means of promptitude, with the promptitude and without promptitude. Thus, Lobha Mula is, citta is classified into eight. And according to the Abhidhamma terms, pleasant feeling, yeah, indifferent feeling or neutral feeling, somanasa and upekkha. Okay? Somanasa is pleasant feeling or pleasure. Upekkha is indifferent or neutral. Here, we should understand less of pleasant feeling, or less of pleasure is can be called indifferent feeling. Then, Daitikata, Sambayota, Daitikata, Vipayota. Daitikata means here, round view. Sambayota means connected. Connected with the round view, it's called Daitikata Sampayuta. Daitikata Vipayuta, disconnected from round view. Asankharika and Sasankharika. Here, Sankhara means promptitude. Promptitude means sometimes the other's encouragement and self-encouragement. For example, it is more clear. Sometimes we are angry with other persons. First time, we are not so angry. After thinking about his misdoing, increase more and more. The first time is not so strong. After thinking, this angry is the anger is more and more. That is called with the promptitude. Without promptitude means just the anger is so strong. Like that, craving also. Sometimes attachment is slowly increased. The powers are slowly increased by thinking himself, by encourage others. Sometimes encourage others to do like that, others support. Maybe you have an experience like that. Sometimes you something it is very lovable.
such as you like. I like this. But the others also support this. Oh, it is very true. It's nice for you. You should have this one encouraged. Every day, his craving is more and more. Isn't that? That is called satsangkarika. Satsangkarika. Cravings become more and more. This encouragement, promptitude, self-promptitude by others, both. Sometimes others, sometimes by himself. In other places also, satsangkarika, asangkarika will be explained in Kusala Chaita also. We should understand like that. There's a time for meditation. For example, there's a bidden dran. It's announced the time. We should go to meditation hall, but very lazy to go there. At that time, the others, oh, you should go. If you late, you will be shameful. Let us go, let us go. That is a neat promptitude. Sometimes I must go. If I'm late, the others blame me. He encouraged himself. So such a thing here means, sometimes our mind mental situation is hesitate. In any case, Lobha Mula, Dosa Mula is the same. Any case, because our minds, depending on conditions, our mental situation is not so strong. Hesitate to do something. At that time, need encouraged by himself or need encouraged by others, support, encouragement by others. That is the meaning of sankhara, satsangkarika, asankarika. Satsangkarika with the promptitude. After encouragement, it is becoming stronger and stronger. That is satsangkarika. Asankarika means not necessary self-encouragement, others' encouragement. Just arise and strong. Just as you hear the ring bell, oh, I must go, urgently you go there. That is asankarika. Your mind begins. I think you understand? Okay? That is asankarika, asankarika. That is satsangkarika, asankarika will deal with lobha mula chaita, dosa mula chaita, and kusala chaitas also. Kusala chaitas also. Our mental situations are not the same thing. They depend on other conditions. Sometimes they depend on weather. Okay, early morning depend on weather. I want to keep, even myself, I want to remain in my room. If I go out, it's catching cold. Therefore, I'm lazy to come here. Oh, but it is the time is very close. I must go. That is the satsangkarika, you see? Satsangkarika. Self-encourage. Sometimes I hesitate. One mind has some mental situation. Sometimes I hesitate. Sometimes not hesitate. So, when we become hesitant, it is necessary to encourage by himself thinking other things. By the encouraged by others. So that is called satsangkarika. That is, in your opinion, which mind is stronger, satsangkarika or asankarika? With the promptitude or without promptitude, which is stronger, these two minds? Yeah, you understand. Without promptitude, if encourage others or something, don't be patient. Don't be patient. Hit him, the others encourage. At the time I do, that is satsangkarika. No, I mean that these are without a satsangkarika, without a sankhara, promptitude is more powerful because just rise, it is hidden. No need to just. Arise this chaita, angry is very strong, not necessary the other's encouragement. Not necessary the encouragement. angry is the highest level. Therefore, without the gratitude, it's higher. Isn't that? So, in any case, evil or good, sasankharika, asankharika is two. Asankharika means without the gratitude, sasankharika is with the gratitude. Okay? That is a major situation explained. Okay. Here, the following how lava mula can be divided into eight. Feeling, association, gratitude. Then you should count these. I will tell you this in Pali terms. That is for somanasa, okay? That is for upekha. That is for dedicata sambayoda. That is for dedicata vipayoda. Okay? That is for sasang. Asankharika, stronger one. That is for sasankharika. Lava mula chaitas, how to become, how to classify lava mula chaitas, eight. In Pali, abhidhammata sangaha, somanasa sagata, dedhikata sambayoda, asankharika, upekha sagata, dedhikata vipayoda sasankharika. So these two lines and three columns, you can say to be eight, okay? Can you say, first I want to say, I say Pali, somanasa sagata, dedhikata sambayoda, asankharika. Somanasa sagata, dedhikata sambayoda, sasankharika. Okay? Somanasa sagata, dedhikata vipayoda, asankharika. Somanasa sagata, dedhikata vipayoda, sasankharika. All together, dealing with pleasant feeling, four. The same way, dealing with the feeling, indifferent feeling or neutral feeling, upekha sahagata, dedhikata sambayoda, asankharika, upekha sahagata, dedhikata sambayoda, sasankharika, upekha sahagata, dedhikata vipayoda, asankharika, upekha sahagata, dedhikata vipayoda, sasankharika. So, in this way, lava mula chaita is classified into eight. So we can say in English, consciousness that is accompanied by pleasant feeling, associated with the round view, prompted, or without the promptitude. Consciousness with the pleasant feeling associated with the round you with the promptitude. Okay? Consciousness with pleasant feeling dissociated from round view without promptitude and with the promptitude. In this way, this is our mental states explained. These mental states arise within us. So as you know, these pleasant feeling and different feeling are mental state, chitta sikas, not chaitas. The feelings are vedana. Later you will know. Feelings are vedana. Vedana is a different feeling here. Dedhikata sambayoda, dedhikata vipayoda. Dedhi also mental state, chetasika. Okay? Asankharika, sasankharika, only conditions, mental situations. Depending on condition, it becomes asankharika. Depending on condition, it becomes asankharika. This is a depending on condition. Sometimes we have a good food, delicious food at that time. our minds, we are also very active at that time. Sometimes the food is not good enough, they are not active. Sometimes the depression. Okay? When there is a depression, it's a need to encourage. And then there is a sankharika rises. Okay, you understand now? Nova Mula says, Jeta is basically classified into A. Then, this Nova Mula Jeta rises towards a desirable visual object, towards a desirable sound, towards a desirable taste, towards a desirable smell, towards a desirable tangibility. According to five objects, Nova Mula Chaitas can be classified more and more. That is a Chaita Nupasana. Which type of Chaita arises within you? You can find yourself. During meditation, but not always the Nova Mula Chaitas arises within you. If the Nova Mula Chaita not arises within you, where is Nova Mula Chaitas? Where lie the Nova Mula Chaitas? What is your opinion? Where lie? Nova Mula Chaitas are in the book or within you? I think within you there is not Nova Mula Chaita now. Where are they? Where did they hide? How to say? No, at present time, where is the Nova Mula Chaita within you? If Nova Mula Chaita is not present, where it lies? But it remains as a latent, only possibility. For example, this is light. Do you smoke? You don't smoke? If you have a smoker, you need a light. If you want to get fire, you use this light to smoke a cigarette. Before you touch this, make the fire, where fire lies? Where? Nowhere. But we can show here is fire inside light. That is depending on condition, fire arises. Like the Nova Mula Chaita also depending on condition, it arises. What is it? It is condition. Beautiful things. That is one condition. After seeing, on seeing beautiful things, you see with your eye a desirable object, beautiful sin, beautiful things, the love arises within you. Lobha Mula Chaita arises within you. Isn't it that? If you see ugly things, no Lobha Mula Chaita arises. You may turn your face at the other side, the other direction. You cannot look again. But beautiful things, you look again and again. Want to see forever beautiful things. That is the Lobha Mula Chaita arises. Isn't that? So in this way, the Lord Buddha explained in Sutta, Vijnanam Pateja Svapana. Vijnanam means consciousness. Pateja Svapana means depending on its conditions. Depending on its condition, Vijnanam arises. Nothing arises without a condition. When I started my lecture, I explain you first. Depending on I and visible object. How many things? I and visible object. Two. I consciousness arises. Isn't that? I and visible object. Depending on I and visible object, I consciousness arises. Therefore, I and visible objects are the conditions of I consciousness. If there is a no I, if there is a no visible object, there is a no I consciousness arises. The Buddha in this sutta only two conditions mentioned, but the other conditions are also necessary. What are the other conditions? Between I and visible object, there is a necessary light. Isn't that? Without the light, we cannot see. Light also one condition. There are three conditions. Only three conditions also not enough. Attention also necessary. Without the attention, we cannot notice that object. Isn't that? Therefore, I, this very object, light, and attention. These four are conditions of I consciousness. Like that, these chetas also, after seeing the arises, there are many conditions. Many conditions. Many conditions harmonious, the unity of the condition produce one effect. Not only one condition, not one condition produce one effect. Many conditions working together, it is produce one effect. Okay? There are many conditions. If it's so, why the Buddha has mentioned in Paticca-samuppanna only one condition? That is a major condition. The other conditions are also followed. Do you read in newspapers sometimes mention to come? Is the president alone come? Presidents, maybe the first lady, but president come. Like that, the Lord Buddha is also avijja paccaya sankhara, only one condition, but not one condition. If there is avijja, there is the first lady also. Every condition will follow. That is a major, only talking, only main. Main conditions are talked, not other conditions. In India, there's a monism. Monism means they believe only one condition. Buddha is not monism, pluralism. There are many conditions. Many conditions produce. In our practical ways also, we can know there are many conditions. Here is how many conditions to hear my when I speak. How many conditions you have? You must have ear. Okay? Must have air. Sound, then space. Oh. If there's some conditions lack, you cannot hear. Isn't that? Everything is depending on condition. So lobha moola citta is also depending on conditions. You should contemplate this as a citta nupasana. Okay? Somana sasagata, detikata, sampayuta, asankharika, sasankharika, somana sasagata, detikata, vipyuta, sasankharika. One of eight lobha moola citta arises within you, depending on its conditions. Okay? Not all eight lobha moola cittas arises within you simultaneously. Depending on conditions, maybe some of the lobha moola cittas arises. Therefore, feeling also different. Dedikata sambayoda, dedikata vipayoda. Sometimes you know dhamma, therefore no dedikata vipayoda at the time. Sometimes we never heard dhamma, we never hear dhamma from those who knows dhamma. There's, we believe wrongly. At that time, dedikata sambayoda. Okay? So dedikata sambayoda, dedikata vipayoda. Sometimes depending on condition, our attachment is so strong at that time, not necessary encouragement by self or by others. That is asankharika. Sometimes necessary encouraged by himself or by others, it is asankharika. So all are depending on conditions. So there is a lava mula chaita, how to classify. So Pali tells us, I give the meanings of somanasa sahagata, accompanied. Sahagata means accompanied by pleasure or pleasant feeling. Upekha sahagata, accompanied by indifferent feeling. Upekha, sometimes the Lord Buddha explained, upekha adukha masukha, two negative is used. Feeling is, briefly, feeling is three, you see. Sukha, dukkha, and three is with the negative. Okay? Sukha, happiness, or pleasant, or pleasure, many translations, okay? Say, dukkha means pain or displeasure. Adukha, masukha means rejected both. Neither sukha, happiness, dukkha, unhappiness, adukha, masukha, neither happiness nor unhappiness. So upekha is between them. Unknown feeling. Sometimes your feeling is can be known easily. Sometimes your feeling is not known. Sometimes you can say, sometimes I am so happy at that time. That's one time. Sometimes you say, I am so sorry. But between them, there's one feeling. Isn't that? You never say at that time, I am so happy, I am so sorrow, so sorry. I never say, between them, there's upekha. Isn't that? Not clear. Feeling is not clear. Therefore, neither happiness nor unhappiness, neither pleasure nor pain, that is upekha. This is upekha also vedana, somanasa also, sukha also, vedana, dukkha also, vedana. Upekha is between sukha and dukkha. So here also, when attachment, lobha mula chetas arises within you, sometimes your feeling is so strong. You are so happy at that time, somanasa sahagata. But you may have craving, but at that time, not so happy. Little happy. Unknown happy. Okay? At that time, it is called upekha. Sometimes the translations, upekha is translated equanimity. But equanimity, I want to use this equanimity, metta, karuna, mudita, upekha, calmness. This is just a feeling. And according to Buddhist literature, upekha has 10 types. 10 types of upekha. Therefore, we should choose which upekha is here necessary. Sometimes the upekha is. Do you know when you practice vipassana meditation, there is the highest level of inside knowledge. What is the knowledge of the name of the knowledge? Sankhara upekha. Sankhara upekha. Okay? That is also upekha. That upekha is not a feeling. Is neither love nor hate between them. Neither love nor hate condition things. That is upekha. We are staying love and hate with the love and hate. Sometimes love, sometimes hate. Sometimes middle. Neither love nor hate. That is upekha. Okay? That is upekha is not a feeling. Here is a feeling means less of happiness, less of pleasant feeling is upekha here. This morning I explained, first time, you bought very beautiful dress. You like it so much, this dress. Then you wear, go to front of mirror and see, oh, I'm very beautiful, this is very proper for me, very suit for me. You wear and out. But this pleasant feeling, after 1 month, no more. Is it that? That is upekkha. But you still like this dress. Therefore, you continue to wear it. But not so pleasant at that day. Isn't that? So Buddha's teachings can be experienced in everybody. You contemplate. But Abhidhamma is not in the book. Abhidhamma is within us. We must find out and we must identify. If you not find, you try to find these natures. Isn't that? Meditation is to searching for such things. What is it? Whenever arises, which type of mind arises, you should identify. So after you learn Abhidhamma, you can identify which type of chaitas arises within me now. You can say it. If you're angry with the others, you know, oh, this is anger. This is dosa mula chaita arises within you. You can. This is dosa mula chaita also, somanas, sasankharika and asankharika. Sometimes dosa is so strong, no need to encourage, it's so high level. Sometimes I need encourage. Don't be patient. Don't be patient. The others, it's very bad. Don't be patient. Don't be patient. Encourage. It's also. So it okay. Now, is there any question dealing with the Lobha Mula Chaitas, concerning Lobha Mula Chaitas, what is not clear in the mind? But you must I explain only the topics according to Abhidhamma, but you must search. You must search, you must try to find out within you when Lobha Mula Chaita arises. You experience Lobha Mula Chaitas? Experience? When? Lobha Mula Chaitas. Everybody experience Lobha Mula Chaitas. Okay? One of those Lobha Mula Chaitas. Depending on the object. Depending on objects, depending on mental situation. So Lobha Mula Chaitas arise. If there is no question, let us go on to the next point. Okay. You want to know more and more? Round view. With the round, dealing with the round view, you want to know more the meaning?
Yes.
Okay. There are many persons, different family background. Is that okay? Different religious backgrounds. They have different religious backgrounds. Different Dhamma talk, different talk, different religious belief. Isn't that? Some people think we must enjoy the pleasure, sense of pleasure. We must enjoy the sense of pleasure. That is a human nature. He never think that is evil things. He never think that is evil. But the Christian use is a sin. That is never think that is evil. That is never be unwholesome things. That is not demeritorious actions. He assumed like that. But the other person, oh, we must control our mind. We must control our mind. We should not enjoy every sense pleasure. It's the evil thing. It cannot produce good effect. It is not a wholesome thing. Two views arises. The first person enjoying about caring, enjoying he loses his mind. He centers his mind, he directs his mind towards the object and enjoying, totally enjoying. But the other person is controlling his mind. Out of these two views, if one is right, the other must be wrong. Because of different views. You understand? I cannot say which view is right, which view is wrong. Okay? But according to Buddha's teaching, that is, deities, mecha deities, a wrong view. Wrong view is many, many wrong views explained. One thing I explained, according to Buddha's, during the Buddha's lifetime, there are some people who hold such a thing, that is nothing wrong to enjoy sense of pleasure. Nati kame su doso. Some people, some religious believers think like that. Nati kame su doso. Okay? Their view is like that. Nothing means it does not exist. Exist. Kame su, sense of pleasure. Dosa means wrong. There's nothing wrong with the sense of pleasure. That is, as a human nature, we must enjoy. The other views, ati kame su doso. Ati kame su doso. It is wrong to have a sense of pleasure. Ati kame su, to enjoy a sense of pleasure. There are two views. According to Buddha's teaching, that is a wrong view. Okay. That is a wrong view. That is a correct view. That is the Dedikata Sampayoda. Sampayoda, Dedikata, Dedikata, Upayoda. Do you understand? Okay. There are many views also. Holding fast to, he entwined with all his heart. Holding the second view, even he entwined, he can control his mind. The first view is in Dhammacakka Bodhana Sutta, the first Sama of the Buddha. You see, Kamesu Kamasukhanlika Nyogo. Self indulgence. Indulgence. Self indulgence. Kamesu Kamasukhanlika Nyogo. If you enjoy the pleasure, you cannot meditate. Is it that? Can you meditate enjoying pleasure? Cannot. Enjoying pleasure, they are followed worries. After enjoyment, there's worry followed. Therefore, that is not perfect enjoyment. It's a lead to sorrow, lead to worry. Therefore, according to effect, the first view is wrong. The first view is wrong. The second view is correct. Holding the first view, you enjoy and you love the sense of pleasure. At that time, Lobha Mula Chitta is Dedikata Sampayoga. Okay? If you hold the second idea, but you may enjoy, then Lobha Mula Chitta arises within you. Then the Lobha Mula Chitta will be Dedikata Upayoga. This is connected with the ground. It's okay? Enjoy, that is maybe necessary. Enjoy Dhamma is possible. It's possible to enjoy Dhamma without a craving. Because if you love something by seeing with your eye, by hearing sound, lovable sound, by hearing your ear. That enjoyments are with the craving. Without the craving, it is impossible. Any sense of pleasure are with the craving. Maybe there's a degree level also. Monks may be lower level because they have to retreat. Dhamma lesson, that is not a craving. Yeah. That is not a craving. That is called Dhamma Piti. That is without a craving. because of we are happy to understand. That is not using, you see, that is object is not like lovely object. Isn't that? No attachment to it. But only enjoying it, we understand Dhamma, we understand Dhamma, only the understanding. The enjoyment is only for understanding. So that is not a craving. Look at beautiful things. There's maybe, depending on condition, there's a pagoda. To me, you have the knowledge of the Buddha's quality. You may think about the Buddha, you enjoy. That is also not with the craving. But you may think, this scenery is so nice. I want to call my love, my sweetie, my honey. So that is with the craving. Whatever beautiful things, there's something saying. Whatever beautiful things we find, other day, we remember someone remember his lover. Isn't that? Yeah. If control, that is also attention. According to your attention, kusala chaita, akusala chaita arises. According to attention. Not beautiful things persuade you. But you may think this scenery is so nice. If I meditate here, it will be so. That is not a craving. But we, if we are putochana, just a little craving, not so high. Isn't that? If we are putochana, ordinary person, if we are only not arahant at that time, craving is a little. Must be included because of that is also enjoyment. Enjoyment with the clip. But that is not so strong like others' enjoyment. Dealing with the Dhamma, maybe the young teenagers are so strong as a clip. Dealing with their couple. So their companies dealing with the pleasant things. That is, you can think about. I cannot give more examples, okay? You have experience. You can have experience more and more about Lobha Mula Chaitas, okay? Is there any question? Later. Because it will be bushed, it will be beaten about the bush. It's a way of top, out of topic. Okay? Later I will give you space. Okay? Yes? Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. That is so high, your level is so high. Huh? Anicca dukkha anatta is so high. Round view is you may learn from Dhamma, from the teachers, the Dhamma that is not correct, that is correct. You know, according to book knowledge, you can change your view. That is round view, that is not a round view. That is also can say lower level. Okay? That is evil, unwholesome thing, that is a wholesome thing. If you can classify these two, that is also can say wrong you or right you. You understand? That is a lower level. Anicca dukkha anatta is so high level. Okay? That's also correct. Correct. Therefore, the Buddha has explained around you, right view is, if you think only sila, you have a good morality, only this morality can attain nirvana. That is not correct. So, is it, there are necessary to do more and more. This is first stage. We must understand like that. The Buddha says, Mecha Patipada, Sama Patipada, and so forth. If you think Sotapanna stage, that is the highest level, that is not correct. So correct and incorrect is different levels. Okay? You will be higher in knowledge. Sometimes the raga also, you see, dhamma raga also have. You should be careful about that. Dhamma raga, dhamma nandi. You have attachment to dhamma. As long as you have attachment to dhamma, you cannot go higher stage. For example, you sit meditation. One hour or 2 hours, your concentration is so nice. You think, oh, my concentration is so nice. I can meditate. So, if you attach your this concentration, your meditation, you cannot go up. You cannot go higher attainment. That is called Dhamma Raga, Dhamma Nandi. That is, if you can eradicate the attachment, you are vipassana. You may think, my vipassana is so strong, the other's vipassana is very low, my vipassana is so high, so I must keep this level. It's also attachment. As long as you cannot remove the attachment, you cannot attain higher state. Okay? So there is a craving also, subtala, depending on object. The lower level is a sense of pleasure. The higher level is become dhamma stage also. They are also attachment. This attachment you should give up. You should abandon all attachment. Even vipassana, you should not attach to it. So that, if you attach your dhamma knowledge, you cannot attain high heart stages. Okay, is there any question? Now is my time is over, I think. There's no questions. No news is a good news, like that. No question is a good question. Okay? Let me stop.